Hi, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. I went to a rule of law seminar at Mount Vernon, Virginia, where George Washington spent much of his life. The seminar was part of mandatory legal training held at the Mount Vernon Library, showcasing the life and supposed ideology of our nation's first president. The library, of course, though, disregards George Washington's Christian faith. There were two gentlemen at the conference, whose names I spare, who spoke on the rule of law, even though they knew very little about it. The audience hardly picked up on the speaker's ignorance, though, they themselves being lawyers whose legal training also taught little about the rule of law, it originating from Scripture itself. Anyway, the speakers claimed that the rule of law in our nation was part of some social compact and not covenantal. They also disregarded God as the anchor to law, which was the most damaging to their presentation. The rule of law is basically an assertion that the law, and not some human, rules. That sounds good on its surface as it invokes some type of external objective law. The problem arises, though, when there is a failure to define law. The presenters never defined law, which means that if humans themselves are the source of law, then that gets us right back to the rule of law not being something where the law rules. When we speak of the rule of law, there are two essential parts, not just one, like the presenters claimed. The first part is that there is an external law that rules all of us. The second part is that that law that rules all of us comes from God, not man. God's law is the rule of law. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.